have to call you back again, but we have Mr. Howard again, so I'm gonna hang up on you.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Mr. Howard?
It'll go down again, but...
I apologize for that. We've been having technical difficulties this morning, and the whole video system crashed when I was talking to you before. So thank you for holding on there. Hopefully we'll be able to finish the hearing without having that happen again, okay?
Fine, sir. I thought maybe it was something on this end.
No, it was our system. We had trouble getting that up in the first place this morning. I'm looking at this. What you were telling us about the hooch, and you're hauling it off to dump it, and that was dismissed. Didn't that happen in like February of last year?
That happened March 3rd.
Okay, well, I'm not talking about any tickets that happened in 2017. The hearing was in October, and I distinctly remember you talking about one of your tickets that were involved you taking illegal alcohol that was stored under your bed by somebody else to the restroom to bump it, and that's when you got caught. But that was you talked about that in October of last year. So I'm talking about a ticket, that you had the same exact thing happen this March?
No, sir, the dates are wrong because that only happened one time.
Well, let's talk about March, because in your last hearing, you told us about getting in trouble when you were just trying to get the alcohol out of your bunk area so you didn't get in trouble for it. Hang on a second. This is a disobeying verbal that was pending. It was from March 22nd. I'm going to, if it's okay, I'm going to ask Mr. Westby if he can look up the Ames entry on that.
Okay, Mr. Westby, could you find that for us, sir?
Yes, I can.
It may still be pending and may have been taken care of.
We show March the 27th, 2018, disobeying the verbal, and that then when Ames came out, it was pending.
Right. And there wasn't a separate discipline notation about it. I'd just like to get that clarified, because if it's still pending, or if it's been, if you were found guilty, I'd like to know what the offense was. While he's looking at that, let me ask you another question. So didn't we discuss your financial situation before we granted you home arrest?
No, sir. I don't recall anything being discussed on my financial. I'd like to add a sub-note here if I could. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Nothing was told to me that was contingent on that I was supposed to have a bunch of money on my account to be released. I never heard that until just recently, and I heard that for the first time from Mrs. Catherine Brown.
Okay. That's why I'm asking, because I don't have the transcript of the hearing, so I don't know whether it was mentioned or not. That's something we normally pay close attention to and advise the
When they released inmate Jackson, he was one of the three of us that made the parole. He had $124 on his account. That was it. That's all he had, and that's barely 1 week's rent. And he went to Longside Ministries Halfway House, and that was from October last year, and he was released in December. And an inmate has to buy his own hygiene products. He can't be indigent if he's holding an institutional job. So what your earnings, what you make, is what you have to live on to keep yourself going. And that's why I was not able to save up a bunch of money.
Okay, well, sir, I don't know the circumstances of anybody else's release, but normally if they end up in a halfway house, they either have the finances or they have some kind of agreement. Some of the halfway houses actually supply jobs. They work for the halfway house you know, to help pay your fees, but the issue is you and not the, you know, somebody else's release. So let me see if Mr. doesn't send anything, so I think he's still looking.
At this point, he received in March 7, 2018, where he was directed to house at Virtue, and he refused to house, and that disciplinary was dismissed, and then he had a previous one in February, it appears, which was a similar situation. That was an informal resolution.
Yeah. Okay, so the one in March of this year was dismissed.
That is correct.
Okay, thank you, sir. Well, you've dismissed the map, sir. That ticket I was talking about, it's no longer pending, and it's been dismissed, so we don't have to worry about it. Once they dismiss them, we don't look at them too much. Okay, so we're back down to the financial issue, because we normally won't grant any kind of release to anybody if they can't show some means of support, you know, and also we prefer to see a letter from Halfway House if you've been accepted somewhere, because people would have been in for a long time like you have. We don't want to release them homeless.
I'm holding it up in front of you, sir. Can you see it?
I can see it, but it's not part of the record until we have it here at our office.
It is on record. It's on file in Ames, and this is the Mesa House at 28 South Holly. And also, I would like to mention something, if I could, respectfully. Mrs. Jan Weathers, which is the release entry coordinator, her office is at 1601 West Jefferson. She came out here to Barksheen 3 months ago and interviewed me, and showed me how to sign up for Social Security Disability, because I'm at that age where I'm eligible, and they can issue emergency funds to cover a rent. They're in coordination with pre-release procedures with Arizona Department of Corrections. And this is her card, which is on the bottom of my acceptance letter from the Mesa House. And I don't know if you can see it or not, but also the Dream Center in Tucson, Arizona, they pay all your fees just for inmate participation with their programs.
Okay, sir. Sir?
Sir? Yeah.
Okay. So that information would be the answer to the question, do you have finances available that would cover, you know, cover your expenses for 2 months when you get out? Okay, so you're telling me that you got means of taking care of a halfway house or whatever for the first 2 months you're out?
I'm not saying that at all.
You have a letter in your hands, but we don't have it in the packet here. So, I'm taking your word for it.
Oh, just shut up again.
Well, I was taking your word for it.
It should be noted for the record that the system, video system has shut down again. I will be stopping the recording and restarting.